News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update as the start of the school year is underway in the Bryan School District, and Brandon Webb is on hand. And how has the school year begun?
Well, very well, Bill. I think it's our first official time to visit here together in this capacity, and I have to say that getting on board with the district in July and just seeing the pace and the excitement build toward the beginning of the year, it was really exciting to finally get the year started on Monday. Monday and Tuesday, I got out to all 23 of our campuses and saw those bright, shiny, excited faces at school, and was really struck by, at the beginning here, the real emphasis on explaining procedures to kids, explaining how hallway procedures work, how we get to and from lunch, what the dress code is. You know, it's been explained to me that setting the tone for these things early on and really, really paying focused attention to that the first couple weeks of school sets the tone for the rest of the year. Then the kids know what's expected of them, and the teachers are able to focus on instruction and not so much on discipline. So it was really a lot of effort over the summer to go through capturing kids' hearts and conscious discipline and other programs, too, that are in place now to assist teachers in how they interact with kids, so that really we can get focused on academics. But just an amazing start to the year. Knock on wood, everyone said that it was one of the smoothest starts to school they can recall having. And I'd like to take credit for that as the new guy, but obviously zero credit goes to me, and it all goes to the people that put the work in place to make it happen.
And let me throw in the reminder about Labor Day.
Right. Want to remind everyone, Labor Day this year is a school and work holiday, so that's coming up on September the 2nd. Hasn't always been a holiday from what I understand, but definitely don't look for buses to run that day or schools to be open. It's a, as you guys would say, it's a door rattler that day. We'll be closed. We'll crank things up Tuesday morning. And one way that parents can find out more information about calendar events and is through our Bryan ISD app. I'm not sure a lot of people know about the app, but it really is remarkable when you look through it what all a simple little app can do. Obviously, it's got news, calendar events, and that sort of thing, but parents can actually use the Bryan ISD app to pay for school lunches. They can find contact information out for the schools, map information. You know, if you're traveling from one school to another and you've got an event at a particular school, not sure exactly where it is, there's a handy map linkage there through the app. Contact to the superintendent. You can even contact our social media through the app. So it's kind of a one-stop portal to get to us, and it's available through the app store. You just want to look for the Bryan ISD app.
Something else to let the listeners know about, and this would be directed at those 65 and better, the Bryan School District Silver Booster Club.
Yes, that is a card that I'm not sure a lot of people know about, and I think everyone 65 and up ought to take advantage of it in the community. What this is, if you'll come by the district headquarters, which is at the intersection of William J. Bryan and Texas Avenue, the gray building called the Travis Building, anyone 65 and up who lives within the confines of the district can come by and pick up a Silver Booster Club card. And that card will allow you entry into any regular season home athletic event except varsity football. UIL rules prohibit that. But the card also gives free admission to any Bryan ISD play, concert, program, anything except the Feast of Carols. So really the two exclusions are the Feast of Carols and a varsity football game. But other than that, you can get this card and you can freely attend Bryan ISD events. And it's a way to just engage the community and to have folks that might otherwise feel a little cost prohibited about, you know, going to some of the activities that do cost. We want to encourage people to come, see, be a part of the district and see the talent and the energy that's going on with these young people who work so hard on these productions. And they don't just want their grandparents to come. Anyone is welcome to come, and especially our citizens 65 and up. So I want to remind folks about the Silver Booster Club card. Just come by, walk in right there at the receptionist desk in the lobby area of the Travis Building, and we'll be happy to fix you up with a Silver Booster Club card.
And there's our update from the Bryan School District. Communications Director Brandon Webb with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.